This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Play Mornings with Stephen John Replay.
Good morning, world.
It is April 29th, 2024. Has fashion gone too far, Steph? A luxury brand is selling a pair of pants for, let's just say, $1,000.
Okay, that's too far already.
Yeah. Well, the reason this pair of pants is so special, not only is it because it's from an expensive brand, but they have a pretty cool design on them, I think.
Okay.
The design makes you look like you peed yourself.
You think that's a cool design?
I think it's out there. I think it's ambitious. I think a lot of people could recreate it, but they won't.
Yeah.
And I think it might be worth the money. Now, I obviously don't have the morals you do. You're a way better person than I am. I would throw these on in a second. I want you to name your price. How much would you have to be paid to wear these over a week? Your week is the exact same. The exact same as you usually have a week. You can't just stay home for the week. You're going out. You're going to places. You're making appearances at Girl Guides, Wednesdays, everything like that.
Yeah.
How much to wear these pants for a week straight?
Oh, at least $10,000.
No.
Yeah.
That's so much money.
Are you kidding me? You want me to walk around and look like I peed myself, but not only that, look like I wore the exact same pants 6 days in a row? Nope. Not doing that. They're going to be like, oh, there's that girl with the pee pants that still hasn't changed them. What a weirdo. Last night around 10:30, I was getting ready for bed.
Yep.
I was just walking around the house, doing things, and all of a sudden, someone's car alarm started going off.
That's the worst. 10:30.
I know. I was just like, wow, what an inconsiderate person. Why haven't they shut it off yet? Wow, this is just taking forever. And so then, of course, I got a little nosy, so I thought I'll walk to the front of the house and look out and see who's honking.
Yes, or see if anybody's like breaking into their car or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my truck was honking.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my goodness. And all I could think was, I was not touching the keys. Nothing was happening. So is somebody trying to break into my truck?
Yeah.
So then I think, I didn't look out the window fast enough. I've given them so much time to get away.
Oh, yeah. They're off.
They're gone. Yeah. Long gone. And for the first time ever, I had a whole bag of recyclables in the front seat just sitting there asking to be stolen.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, like of all the times, we've never had anything stolen from our street. Like in our little neighborhood group, people are always complaining about it one street over from us and one street over the other way. And ours is like safe and protected.
Yeah.
And I thought, I can't believe how stupid I was to leave these bottles in plain sight.
Yeah, you're going to be the first post.
Then I couldn't find my keys anywhere, and I just keep thinking, oh my goodness, I'm waking up the whole neighborhood. I finally find my spare keys. I turn the alarm off, and I was like, oh, wow, okay, I guess I'll have to use my spare keys in the morning. I don't know where the keys are. And then I picked up the sweater that I had just stepped on while I was going about my bedtime routine. Guess where the keys were? Guess who started the alarm?
Steph?
Yes.
The world is torn.
Torn?
Yeah.
Or what?
Torn. Tavis.
Tavis.
Taylor Swift and Travis.
Oh my gosh. That didn't stick. Nobody calls them that.
I call them that. Me. Trailer. Oh, Trailer's so much better.
Neither are good. Taylor and Travis is just fine.
Well, the world is torn because they were captured sitting on the same side of the booth at a restaurant.
Oh.
Now, I think this is weird. I think you should not sit on the same side of the booth at a restaurant if you're two people.
Can we say, was anyone else joining them?
No.
They were just by themselves?
It was just them for like 2 hours just on the same side, sharing nachos. Yeah, I guess it's cute, but it's unpractical.
If they were sharing nachos, though, why is it unpractical?
I don't know if they were sharing nachos. It was just, oh, by the way, impractical, I meant to say.
Okay, sure. I mean, I wasn't going to call you on it.
But I think it's impractical because if you're two people, you don't have to worry about bumping elbows if you're sitting across from each other. You don't have to worry about talking, like turning your head to talk. You can just look down while you're still eating. You can talk and it goes towards the person.
What if you're Tavis, though, and you're hoping that nobody else hears what you're talking about and other people aren't trying to, you know, read your lips and post on the internet what the sweet nothings you were saying to each other? So, like, maybe they're just like, if we sit extra close to each other, we don't have to worry about covering our mouths when we want to say something.
Okay, well, but then I feel like that brings up the speculation of, what do you think they were saying here, Steph? What do you think they didn't want the world to hear?
They're probably like, oh, I hate olives. Yeah, me too. Why the heck did they put olives on this? They must have been so nervous that we were so famous, they forgot to leave the olives off.
I'm talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, not you and Sky.
I feel like Black Mirror should stop making episodes.
Do you? Why is... What? It's an amazing show.
Because the future keeps turning into Black Mirror episodes, and I can't figure out which one's giving the other ideas.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, every time some new technology comes out, I'm like, ooh, that's very Black Mirror. And the latest one is being able to see somebody's seller profile ratings on Marketplace.
That's a thing?
Yeah. So for years now, you've been able to rate a seller, but they never see the rating, and
yeah,
you can't, as the public, see the rating.
Yeah.
But now, once you get 5 reviews, then it's very public. And if you have less than 5 straight stars, you get lessened in the algorithm and the stuff that you're trying to sell doesn't show to other people.
Okay. And are you talking about the episode with Bryce Dallas Howard, like where you're able to rate people and then her rating got lower and lower and lower and less? Okay. Yeah. No, I don't like that.
Yeah. Because the rating was used as currency. And yeah, so she could no longer afford to have a good car because she didn't have the right kind of rating for herself. She had to have crappier things. And it just feels like that's exactly what's happening here, where it's like, oh, you're lower in the rating, so now you're not going to be able to sell your stuff. So if you're just trying to make a little bit of money, but you have a bad rating, you can never get out of this hole.
See, I'll hate if that comes to me. I don't think I'll have anything that will bring me down a star, but I do like it as a buyer.
Really? If I wanted to be rated on how I sold my stuff, I would become a business and deal with Google ratings. But since I'm just selling a random old chair, like, come on now.
Well, how did you sell that chair? Were you nice and pleasant, or were you gripe?
I'm always nice and pleasant, but what if they were like, that girl was way too pleasant? 2 stars. You know how when you're driving and your mirror at night, like, kind of changes, it gets a little bit of a tint to it so that you're not blinded in your rearview mirror by the cars behind you?
Yeah.
Why doesn't that happen with your side mirrors?
That is a great question.
Right?
That's a great question.
Thank you. I would like somebody to invent this, make it standard, so that in 10 years when I buy your used car, I can have this happen. But I'd like it to happen now so that, you know.
No, I got you. However, I think it does have a little bit of a difference. You drive a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Truck side mirrors are way bigger. Like, I don't notice I get blinded in mine. So trucks definitely need this. Or trucks could go the other way. Get less bright headlights.
Okay, but this morning I'm driving to work, okay? And in my rearview mirror, I can see some tinted little car perhaps behind me.
Okay.
But then in both of my side mirrors, I'm being blinded and I'm trying to figure out, is that the same vehicle or are there 2 of them behind me?
Oh.
Because I can't even see what kind of vehicle it is because the headlights are just blinding me in the lights, whereas in my rearview mirror, I know exactly what kind of car it is, and it's subdued, you know?
Okay, I got you. Okay, now, yo, I'm on Team Steph with this. Yeah, side mirrors, that tint.
Yeah, and I don't need any credit. I don't need a patent. I just do it. Just make it, and I will benefit from the fact that I can see when I'm driving.
Boom.
And so will everyone else on the road.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.